Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
magnify the Lord with me. His name together. Come on and magnify the Lord with me.
And we will rejoice
and we will be glad in it. For the word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. So we want you today to know that you're in the presence of a Most High God, and we want you to get ready to receive of him, to be able to be filled with his spirit, his power, and his anointing. I want you to know today that the word of God is what we need today and every day. And we are so grateful that you choose to turn in this day to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Well, today we're excited about the Word of God, and we always excited about God's Word, because the Word of God in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And we thank God that we can be able to study and discuss the Word of God that bring clarity and knowledge to his people, that the eyes of his people will be open, that you will be able to see God. It's just like you send a picture of the things of God, God himself, just seeing him as he moved in faith and power and the anointing. Today, our title will be Confident Christian Living, and we're going to be our study today will come from Hebrews, the 10th chapter. So if you have your Bible, we want you to get ready. That's found in the New Testament. You still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and we just want to be able to pray that you will be able to receive all that God has for you today. Wherever you may be, just believe God, and we're going to believe God with you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you, God, for this Breakthrough Broadcast, because many people, God, will receive their breakthrough on today. And God, they're going to hear, Father God, your word. And your word, Father God, is going to bring illumination. It's going to open their eyes. It's going to give them that clarity, God. They're going to see you, God, through the word of God. Your word says to study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. Lord, even as truth come forth today, open the eyes of your people. And God, those that are not saved, and God, those that, Father God, that read your word and do not get clarity, and it looks like grief to them, Father, today, open up their eyes, Lord, that they will see. God, cause their heart, God, that they will be, Father God, that they can receive this word, and God, that they can and will be made better. And God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they even will give them their life unto you. Lord, we just thank you because your word say, ask and it shall be given. So we ask this in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even as we pray, and even God, as we get into the studies on today, we pray that healing, God, will be manifested to those that are sick and those that have infirmities in their body. Father, we just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We would like to take this opportunity to introduce to you our panelists here on the Breakthrough Broadcast. They are as following: Miss Helen Hooper, Pastor Geraldine Spencer, Pastor Gladys Sampson, Pastor Mary Wilson. And we thank God today for the women of God, because we know that they are women of God that have a love for God and a love for his word. Again, we want you to get ready. Our topic of the day, don't forget, is confident Christian living. Our key verse today is, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled with an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And the NIV version, it says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Our first subtopic today will be live confidently in Christ. And we thank God for that, because you need that full assurance. You need to know if you are a believer and you have been born again that you can live confidently in God. You can have that confidence in Him. So we're getting ready to go to our first catalyst. We would like to welcome to the Breakthrough broadcast. She's going to be talking about live confidently in Christ, which will be coming from Hebrews, the 10th chapter, 19 through that 25th verse. We would like to welcome Miss Helen Hoover to our broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and thank you to the panelists. Hello to the panelists and to the listening audience. And as Dr. McCoy said, our first subtopic will be live confidently in Christ, and it's going to be coming from Hebrews 10th chapter 19 through the 25th verse, and it reads as, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. And here we are talking about Christ and his justified by faith, his sacrifice, and being justified by his faith. We see here In these verses in chapter in Hebrews 10, where we are now to go boldly before the throne of God. We see we don't have to have the blood of animals as sacrifice anymore. When Christ died on the cross, and they said the veil was torn from top to bottom, that means that was symbolic to his body being on the cross and his flesh being torn on the cross and his blood being shed on the cross. So we don't have to go to the priest anymore, like the Day of Atonement when the priest went in for the people's sin. Now that Father, the God, that Christ have died on the cross, we can go boldly to his throne. We don't need to go through man anymore. When he died on the cross, that was it for sacrifices with animals. He died for our sins. He shed his blood for a reason. He was a perfect sacrifice. So we don't have to go to man anymore. We can go boldly to his throne ourselves. And as I was reading the scriptures here, it was saying he about a new and living way. That means that we can go to his throne. We can just go to his throne at any time, and with a sincere heart, and knowing that he hears us, and that he is going to do exactly what we pray for. That we have his ear. We have to have faith that to know that everything that we're going before his throne with, that he hears us in assurance. We have to have a pure heart. We have to have a sincere heart, and we have a sincere and pure heart. And when we go to his throne, we know that he is that advocate to the Father that sitteth on the right hand, and he is that advocate to the Father, and we know that he's going to hear us. He knows that he's going to move for us on his throne. And as we read on, and when you all sprinkle through the Bible, we can see assurance that he is there for us, that we should have faith that he is there listening to us, listening to our trials and our tribulations. He's seeing us, he's listening, and he cares about us, having that sincere heart and that faith to know that he is going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. He is going to be there for us. And in John 14, I think it is, John 14, 6, and they say, it says that, you know, through he is the only, he's really the only way to the Father. So now we have to go through him. We don't have to go through man anymore. He's sitting there. He's waiting. He wants us to come boldly through the throne, to his throne, bring everything and lay it at his feet. And when we do that, that relationship that you have with him, you tell him, you go to him in prayer, he hears us. And we have to know that as God's people, because sometimes we try to take things into our own hands and it doesn't work out for us, because he is there just for that purpose. We don't have to go and tell somebody else. We don't have to go and confess to somebody else. We can confess to him. We can get in our quiet place. We can get in our closet, and we can go before his throne, and we can say exactly what we want to say to him. And this is what this passage is saying. Live confidently in Christ means have faith in him. When you go to him, now that we can go to his throne without going through any man, we can go directly through him or to him, have confidence and know, have faith to know that he is going to move on your behalf. He is going to do exactly what he promised. He is there. He is faithful. God is always faithful. Sometimes we, as men and women of God, are not faithful to him, but he is always faithful to us. And that's what this is saying. Have faith in him. Know that he's there. Know that we have his ear. Know that he will move on his throne for us. And go to him in confidence, in faith, with a true heart, with a pure heart, and watch him move for you, because he will move for you. That's what we have to remember. I think it's over in Acts. It says, neither is there their salvation in any other name. There is no other name whereby the heaven is given that you can be saved. He is the only way that you can be saved. He said you cannot go to the Father except through him. You have to go through him to get to the Father. So we know that whenever we go to him, that he is an advocate for us. He's a forever advocate for us. When he died on the cross, he did that for us. He didn't have to go to the cross, right? He didn't have to shed his blood, but he did, just so we can go boldly through to his throne, just so we can come to him as his children and say, Father, this is what's going on in my life. Not that he doesn't already know, but he wants you to have faith in him to know that he is your advocate to the Father. He is everything that you need. He is your all in all. Put all your faith in him and know that you have his ear. Know that you have his heart. He has a loving heart. That's what he wants us to do as men and women of God. He wants us to put our full faith in him and be confident and know that he is our God. He is our champion. He is our advocate to our he's the advocate to our God. He is our champion. All we have to do is pray and live in faith and go to his throne confident, like he said. He's there for us. And that's what this passage is saying. It just says, live confidently in Christ. Know that he's there. Know that he's there for us. And it says over in Ephesians, therefore I ask that I think it's verse 12 over in Ephesians 3 and 12, it says that to whom we have boldness and, you know, and confidence through faith in him. And see, this is there again. It's talking about having confidence in him, and we can go boldly. We can put on the altar whatever we want to put on the altar. We can go to him for whatever we need. I mean, man don't need to, nobody needs to know. Only you and God need to know, because he's there, he's waiting, and that's what he wants us to do. And to all our listeners today, please know that he is there as an advocate for you. He is not there to judge. He is there to listen. And it says in the scripture, if you can go over and listen and read when the broadcast goes off, you can go over and read Hebrews 10th chapter, the 19th to the 25th verse, and keep going, and we'll see how he is there for us, how he's faithful to us, and that's what he wants us to know today. He is faithful to us. us. All we have to do is give him that time. All we have to do is get a relationship with him, have that relationship with him, to know that we can go to him. And that's what this is saying today. Have faith in our God. Have faith in him, because he is an advocate for us. And the Bible will tell you he is a forever advocate for us. That's what he came to. That's what he came to earth for. That's what he died on the cross for, when he shed his blood. We don't have to do what they did in the Old Testament and the Old Law, because when he died on the cross, it was just symbolic of the, when they said the veil was torn from top to bottom, his flesh was torn on the cross. His blood was shed for us. So that's what he is saying here. Come boldly to me. Come boldly to me. Get that relationship with him. Tell him what you need him to do in your life. If it's something that you need for him to do for your heart, tell him that. Just come to him and know that you have his ear and he loves you and that you have his heart. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Cooper. We thank God because it's so important that we have confidence in the God that we serve. How can we not have confidence in the one that we are depending upon every day in order to breathe? How can we not have confidence in the person that causing the blood that's in our veins to flow and to flow freely? We thank God to be able to know a God that is able to do great and mighty things. The God that created the earth, the God that created man in his image, the God that made the trees and the animals and the firmament, and all the things that he done, he made the human man. We have to have confidence and know that he is God. He says that he is the Alpha and Omega. He says that he is the beginning and the end. He says he is the first and the last. He is the true. He is the living God. I thank God today that we serve a living God. We don't serve a God with the statues. We don't serve a God that can't walk and that can't talk. We serve a God that we can have confidence in. I thank God because even as Ms. Hoover was saying, when she was talking about confidence, yes, we have to have confidence in God. We have to rely on him. And in having confidence, we have to have that strong belief and that full assurance that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We have to be sure of ourselves. We don't have to, God not doubting himself, but we have to be sure of our relationship with him. We thank God because he is everything that we need. When we think about confidence, think about having confidence in oneself. You're not uncertain. You're not doing things on your own ability. You are totally, completely leaning on God. And if you totally and completely believe on God and lean on God, you know that when you walk, whatever pathway you're walking in, which is a pathway of righteousness, you do not have to fear because of the fact that you have that confidence, that faith in the Almighty God. So we can say today, even as Ms. Chris talked to you by the wayside, that we can live confidently in Christ. I'm not saying in the according to man, but I am saying that we can live confidently in Christ. And yes, we are speaking the word of God. It's not from the Red Book. It's not from the book of the Times Union newspaper. It's not any of those things. It's not Newsweek magazines. And it's not that we heard on NBC or ABC. It's from the Word of God. So take hold of faith today, because the Word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You don't see it, but yet you have that confidence in the Almighty God. Our next topic is reverence God. It is something that we should do every day of our life. And we're getting ready to go to our next panelist, which is Pastor Geraldine Spencer. And she is going to talk to us about reverence God. Pastor Spencer.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Dr. McCoy, to the Breakthrough panelists and also to the Breakthrough broadcast. I will be reading Hebrews 10, verses 26 through 31, and it's in regards to reverence God. Verse 26, for we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much more sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified and unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. Again and again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Amen. Here we see, in other words, when we have reverence for God, this includes a deep awe and an admiration and a respect. And it's also a deep respect which show itself in godly living and in daily choices that we show the awe we feel toward God. So, you know, I hear what the Lord is saying. In other words, that God is saying to us, and he's telling us that his word, amen, that he is his word, and that you can have confidence in him. And how you have confidence in him is you have to first, in other words, reverence him. You be in awe and you in admiration and you respect him. Amen. And then not only do you, in other words, say it, but you show it also in your living, in your daily choices that, amen, you are making. And it's all, in other words, this is an example of reverence to God, that, you know, God, I need you. I need you to show me how to do this. I need you to show me where I am to go, what I am to be doing in this season, in this time, that's going to bring you glory. Not bring glory to myself, but bring you glory. And here we look at in the scripture, and it's really something when he said that, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. So in other words, when we know, once we get the knowledge, once we get the knowledge of God's word, and we willfully, and we go forth and we continue to do sin and continue to be sin and on, that, in other words, there's no more sacrifice to cover when you know that, in other words, that is a sin. For example, you know what, we know what sins are because it's throughout the word of God. He tells us, you know, what things that we should not be doing. So if we know that we are going and we're doing those things and we keep on doing it, in other words, we're saying that God, that Jesus dying was in vain, that it, in other words, could not have taken away. And there remains no more sacrifice. There is no more sacrifice. We are supposed to be living sacrifice. Amen. And God is saying to us, you know, that be confident. He said, because in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when you be confident, and you're confident in his Word, in what he's saying and what he's telling and what he's speaking to you, that when you come to him and you ask him from a sincere heart and he tells you, that is the thing that he wants you to do. That is what you asked of him. You asked and he told you what to do. And be obedient to do it. That's confidence. In other words, confidence is also, too, is saying that I trust you. How can I reverence, amen, someone that I don't have confidence in? And confident living, confident choices. And when I reverence God, I know that I'm confident in him. I know that, amen, he's going to lead me in the right direction. He's going to answer me when I call on him, when I worship, when I praise him. Hallelujah, when I just follow him and do it his way, giving him the glory, giving him the glory, not trying to glorify myself, but that is the part where we get into that place where we have to reverence him. Reverence him, not going around, you know, ducking and dodging, but in other words, reverence, I have an awe, I have a respect for him. He is a true and living God. And in verse 31, it says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And when you read at verse 30, he said in his word, he said, vengeance is his. In other words, he got it, he take care of it. Hey, somebody's doing you wrong, somebody's doing this to you, don't try to go and take the matters into your own hand. What happened to your confidence? What happened to the reverence of him that he is God? He said that he will take care. Amen. And he will, amen, do the vengeance. And when it says in verse 31 about they're falling into fearful things to fall into the hands of God, of the living God. You don't want to fall into the hands of the living God, because in other words, that means that you done took stuff into your own hands. You're doing stuff and you're trying to make things work. You're trying to make things happen. You're trying to, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it, and then God has to, in other words, deal with it. You have to chastise us, and he chastised those whom he loved. And you have to, in other words, go through. Sometimes we do have to go through some things and realize that, you know what, that was not of God. That was not God. That was just me. That was myself. That was my flesh. Amen. And so God is just letting us know that the he's warning us, and he's letting us know, learn, hallelujah, to be confident in him, confident in his word, that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And in that confidence is trust. And then you cannot, amen, have confidence in him if you don't reverence him. You have to reverence him. In other words, you're in awe of what he does. You're in admiration, and you're in respect, because you got to have respect for the true and living God. And, you know, I put it like this, in any leader, you still have to have respect for a leader. You have to have respect, amen, for those that God has set in position over you. And but here we know that he's talking about reverencing him. Reverencing him is that deep awe, that admiration, and that respect, and that showing, and not only living it, but making it with your choices, the daily choices, that you trust him and you're confident in him, that when you come to him, that he's going to give you the right answer. He's going to lead you on the right path. He's going to send you in the right direction. He's the one that knows. He knows the plan that he has for you. And he just wants us to be in that place and to let us know that we do not have to continually sin. Once we come into the knowledge and know that we are sinning, and know that we have committed a sin, repent, get back on track, don't go back to that sin. Go and seek the Lord and let him take you in the way that you're supposed to go. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Spencer. We thank God because, you know, God is an awesome God. I thank God for how much he cares for his people, how he has taken time in order to lead us, guide us, and direct us. And he's directing us into truth. He's letting us know what truth is. He let us know the way that we should walk and the way that we should conduct ourselves, to let us know that how we should believe in him. And when we have faith, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I thank God today that we can walk in the confidence of his word. I'm not depending on Mary McCoy, but I am depending on Jesus Christ to lead, to guide, and to direct me. And I thank God because God has given his people many of his people, he has given them that boldness. Many of you may not have that boldness in the natural, but when it comes to God, it is a great boldness that God can stand up in you, that he can talk in you, that you can speak of his word, and you can speak his word boldly. That's when we began to get into that place that Pastor Spencer was talking about when we talk about reverencing God. When we love God, when we know his word, and when we have that confidence in him, we're going to be able to reverence him, to it brings about that great respect. When you truly respect, you know, you may have a person that's in your church, or there's a person that's on your job. It may be a person that you've seen, and you looked at their qualities of life and the things how they go from day to day, and you have that respect for them. But, you know, it goes further than that. I'm talking about the God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I'm talking about that Alpha and Omega. I'm talking about the great I am. I'm talking about the I am that I am. I'm talking about the person that we can have confidence in, the one that is our shield. I'm talking about the one that is our buffer, one that would keep us from snares, from the evilness and the wickedness of the day to day. I'm talking about the one that has forgiven us for our sins and our transgressions. There was none that was able to forgive us for our sins and our transgressions. Nobody but God himself. Nobody was able to do this. Nobody but God that was able to heal our bodies, to cause healing to be made manifest. Yes, I reverence him. I bow down before him. I adore him. I thank God for his supernatural power. I thank God that he is beyond the greatness that I can express to you today, because he is great. Take me for my word that God, he is great and he is worthy to be praised. I thank God because we have that deep respect for him, that person that caused us to breathe, and that person that will cause the Spirit of God that caused us to be able to go from one place to the other. Oh, it is God. It's nobody but God. He is the one that has given us that clean heart and that right spirit. You know, when our heart was filthy and our mind, and he cleansed us from all unrighteousness. You know, all of us were sinners, but we were saved by the grace of God. So I reverence God, and I thank God for being able to see God today and every day through the word of God. I thank God today because the word says that he would never leave me or forsake me. So you have to make this thing personal. You know, I have to let you know that he is the one that you ought to have the reverence for, and that you ought to be able to thank him for. Whether you think it is small, you ought to thank God. You ought to praise him for the great, for the mighty things, for those things, even the small things that you consider small. Oh, we need to give him praise and glory. Yes, we're talking about today. We are talking about the word of God. We're talking about confidence in Christian living. We're talking about to live confidently in Christ. And then we talk about the reverence of God, how we are to reverence him. And then we get into a phase that we're going to talk about to persevere in faith. That's a good one as well. Come on. Telling us how to persevere in faith. And it's going to be coming from Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 32nd through the 39th verse. And I thank God for our relationship with him. We're getting ready to go to the woman of God. We're getting ready for Pastor Mary Wilson to give us insight, revelation on the Word of God for that God has given us for this day and for this time. Pastor Wilson.
God bless you, Dr. McCoy. I want to say God bless all of our listening audience today. I'll be coming from Hebrews 10, 32 through 39, reading the New King James Version. The word of the Lord reads as follows: But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with suffering, partly while you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me in my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the savings of the soul. And my topic is persevering in faith. And as Christians, sometimes I believe as we are walking this walk of faith, as we are walking this walk of Christendom, sometimes, like in the Bible, the writer of Hebrews, he wrote to the people to let them know you cannot let your faith waver. You have to remember, and I thought about this when I was reading it, sometimes as we go through life, we endure trial, we endure tribulation, and sometimes we begin to get a little weak. But the writer is reminding them to remember, you know, remember that you've been through, remember that you have been illuminated, remember that light, you have been brought into truth through Jesus Christ. Remember everything. Remember that you will persevere through faith. And we have to listen and believe that today, because truly on the earth realm, we are enduring afflictions, but we have to continue to persevere in faith, persevere knowing that what the word of God has spoken, it is so, knowing that every word that God has released over your life, be it prophetically, be it rhema word, whatever God has spoken over the lives of believers, that it is so. And we have to believe that by faith. It's the only way that we can grasp hold and continue to press forth towards the prize of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. We've got to have the faith to believe no matter what it looks like in the natural. I don't care what my natural circumstances look like. If you have the faith in God, you know that you can overcome. You know that you can persevere. And we can even look, when we look at Psalm 34, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So no matter what we're going through, and we shall endure afflictions in this earth realm, but we've got to have the faith to believe that God is going to deliver me out of them, and not out of some, but the word of the Lord declares he's going to deliver us out of them all. So I tell people, you've got to get the word of God on the inside of you, and you've got to believe, because the word of God says God cannot lie, and no word shall return unto him void. So every word, we've got to put our faith in the right things. And I believe a lot of times we put our faith in the wrong containers. We're not putting our faith in the word of God. We've got to really put our faith in the word of God, because it cannot return void. So if I put my hope, my belief, everything I am in the word of God, if
got to produce, because God cannot lie. Every word in the Bible that was spoken, it shall come to pass. And we as believers, we've got to have the faith to believe it. God says, I'm healed. So if my body is acting contrary to the word of God, I've got to speak the word of God. By his stripes, I am healed. And I've got to believe in faith that God is going to do it. If my money is looking funny, the word of the Lord declares that he desires for us to prosper and to be in good health. So we've got to have faith to believe that the word of God is so. We've got to put our faith in the right thing. So many times we put our faith in man, and man will fail us. But if we put our faith in God, the word says he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. So we've got to put our hope, we've got to put our belief in God, because he cannot lie. So every promise is yea and amen through the word of God. So if you want to persevere, if you want to be a winner, if you want to be a conqueror, you've got to put your faith wholly in God and nothing else. Everything that God spoke, we've got to hang our faith on the word, because the word of God is so. It's living. It's a sharp two-edged sword. It can divide. It can cut. It is so. But we are putting our faith in the wrong containers. So now if we truly want to persevere, we've got to have the faith to believe it. And along with the faith, we've got to lock hold with obedience. Obedience and faith go hand in hand. So a lot of us, you know, we don't like to discuss it, but a lot of us, we want to prosper. And in this timing, I don't even call it a season at my church right now. I call it a timing, because a season has an ending, and I don't want to put an ending to what God is doing right now. So in the timing that God is speaking abundant overflow in my ministry, I tell the people of God, have faith that he's going to do it. Believe it. But if you want to believe it, you've also got to walk in total obedience in this timing. We've got to be obedient to the word about tithing. We've got to be obedient to the word about living holy. We've got to be obedient to the word about prayer, about worship, about fasting. Obedience and faith, they go hand in hand, and they produce. I told the people of God on Wednesday, every time God wants to birth in the earth realm, he always uses a human. He's always used mankind. So if we have the faith to believe it, what does God want to produce through his sons and his daughters? And it's only through faith that he's going to do it. If the word declares by faith, Abraham left his father's country to a land he didn't even know about, but by faith he left. By faith conception happened, and what was produced in the earth realm was great. We've got to have the faith to believe, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it smells like, whatever God spoke, it is so. I was looking at outside today, and it's raining, but I thought, okay, it's raining, but if God says the sun is going to shine, I've got to have the faith to believe, though it's raining right now, the sun is about to rise, because my daddy spoke. So in this time frame, in this earth realm, we've got to have the faith to go forth in God, no matter the obstacles, no matter the blocks, no matter the walls. We got to have the faith to believe that it's up to stop me, my Father is going to give me what I need to persevere. If I got to knock it down, if I got to jump over it, God will give me what I need to persevere if I have the faith in him to believe it. So in this time frame, we've got to have the faith, because I know the devil is busy. He's doing his job. He's on the earth realm. He's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But we serve a God who is greater. We just got to have the faith to believe that he's going to deliver us out of everything that comes against us. We got to walk in faith, and we got to walk in obedience. Faith, you can't see it, but you just got to know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above more than we could even ask, seek, or even imagine. Our daddy is so great, but we've got to put our
faith in the right place, and we've got to believe it and don't get off of it when it starts to look contrary to what God spoke. That's when your faith has got to kick into another level. When it starts to look contrary to what God spoke, you just got to, okay, God, this is what you said, and I'm not going to move off of the word until it produces, because everything that God says, it shall produce in its time frame. So we've got to have the faith to believe, and we got to know that through faith we can persevere, and when we get a little weak, we got to increase our faith. Faith come by hearing, hearing the word of God. We got to put more of the word in us. If we want to increase our faith, we need to eat the word, we need to live the word, we need to breathe the word, so that our faith can increase in this wicked world. We got to know that God is still able to produce, God is still able to deliver, God is still able to set free through faith. We've got to believe it. So I turn it back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Wilson. I thank God. Don't you feel the power of his word? Don't you feel and can understand how God is moving in this day and this time? The Bible says that faith by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Somebody needs to hear what the word of God is saying today. Somebody needs to live and not die. You are unsure of your walk with God. You're unsure of what you're doing sometimes from day to day. But I want you to know that God, he is faithful and he is righteous, and he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life, and no man come unto the Father but by him. So in saying all of that, we need to be able, as the one of God just finished telling us, that we need to persevere in faith, not in ourselves, but in the Almighty God, to know that God is able to fight every battle. God is able to do everything in our life that needs to be done. I believe when we began to think about the man of God that was a man after God's own heart, when I began to think about David and his relationship with Jesus Christ, I believe that he had faith to believe God and to persevere against the enemy. Even when Saul came against him, he was able to persevere in the God that he served. I believe today when he was confronted Goliath, when everybody else was running, everybody was shaking, their knees was shaking. They was not sure whether they are going to come out of this thing alive. Some of you going through things in your life, and you are not sure whether or not you're going to be able to make it. But I'm here to tell you today that you can make it if you just persevere, if you just stand strong, that you know that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And I thank God that when we can believe in God, no matter what comes our way, no matter what we face from day to day, that we will make it through Christ. When I begin to think about Daniel in the lion's den, oh God, he had the faith to believe God that God would bring him out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. He believed that he wasn't in there by himself. He believed that God was God, and even if the lion came, approached him and came a knife through his path, that he still had faith and confidence. He didn't give up, but he had faith in God, and because of his faith in God, he was able, that the lion did not bother him, the lion did not come against him. And I thank God when I think about the men of God, the women of God, when they face challenges, when they had to go through things in their lives. I believe God, he did greatness. He showed us the greatness. goodness of this word through the word of God. I think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the things that they gone through in their lives. And I thank God that God brought them out with a strong hand and a stretched out arm. I believe the fire could not touch them, even the smell of fire. Sometimes you go through things in your life and you think, how I'm coming out of this. But if you can just put your faith and your confidence in the Almighty God and to know who you are, and that is the key to know who you are and who you serve most of all, that you serve the God, the Jehovah Jireh. You serve the Jehovah Nisi. You serve the Jehovah that is Ava Shalom. You serve the God that's able to move in your life. And even as the woman God was speaking unto day, and I went through Romans, the 8th chapter, and I just want to share with you a few verses here. It says here in the word of God, it says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? Is it God that justified? Who is he that condemneth? Is it Christ that died? Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Listen to this. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, our perils, our swore, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, no matter what you go through, nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am. You want to say I am. You can have a right to say I am. I am persuaded. This is for you that love of Jesus Christ, that know that he is your God, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. You need building up today. Here is the word of God for you today. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. I believe today if we just hold on, if we just keep persevere in our faith, if we just know the God that we serve, if we just can believe God, if we can just have faith in God. Word of God say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. You may not see it, but you got to believe God's word. You may can't feel it, but you just got to believe God's word. No matter what the world economic system dictate to you today, you got to know that you serve a God that has the world, that has everything that's in the world in his hand, and all provision that you need, life, health, strength, and most of all, your salvation, your faith, it all belongs to God. So here today, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. We talk today about confident Christian living. We talk about living, to live confidently in Christ. We talk about reverencing God, and we just want to thank God before we go in prayer. For the women of God that came forth today, we thank God for Ms. Helen Hooper, for Pastor Geraldine Spencer. We thank God for Pastor Mary Wilson. We thank God for most of all the word of God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you. We magnify your name. God, we thank you for all that you have done. Oh, God, now, God, we thank you, Father, for the hearers and the doers of your word. Lord, we thank you, God, for those that have been healed on this broadcast today. We thank you, God, for those that have been delivered on this broadcast today, God. We thank you, God, for giving them a ear to hear what the Spirit said unto the church. Now, Lord, cause the word to be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway. And that word, that we will not sin against thee. Lord, have your way today. Move like never before. God, do the supernatural, God, because you are a supernatural God. Lord, we're just so thankful. We're grateful to you, Lord God. You are the King of Kings, and you are the Lord of Lords. Father, we just thank you right now for the people of God, as you're moving, God, even now, in the spirit, Lord God, and by your mind. And for this, we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You have been listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy and the Breakthrough Panel. Please join us on next Saturday at this time. And for bless and give you what you need. Until then, may the peace of God be with you now and forever.